American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 15th day of August, 2005, for the next 2 hours. My guest today, we had to do a reschedule from last Wednesday. I'm glad he was available to do the program today. Eric Hufschmidt, author of Painful Questions, and also his video presentation, Painful Deceptions, an analysis of the September 11th attack. And he will be our guest today, and we'll be bringing him up right after this first break. folks, things are getting stranger and stranger out there in media land. Sheehan, that's up at camping out there at outside of George Bush's residence here in Crawford, Texas. Well, the mainstream media today, the news stories were all over the place about Miss Sheehan, and well, they're not exactly being honest about what they're reporting. I saw the reports. Some of the reports started coming in over the weekend. There was an equal balance of supporters for George Bush versus those who are against him. And, well, it just wasn't true, folks. We had our people up there on the ground. At any given time, there was no more than 15, maybe. And that's if they were off going to the little porta-johnnies or whatever. Maybe 20 people up there. Another talk show host showed up. I'll have his name after the break here. He shows up with his entourage, and, of course, he's a pro-Bush supporter. Carefully scripted scenario. He was there for a half hour, took his shots, got on the bus, and left. Mike Gallagher is his name. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Mike Gallagher, I mean, shows up for his own self-made propaganda piece for a half hour. He started with his little group singing God Bless America. And the folks across the road with Ms. Sheehan started joining in. I don't think they got exactly what they wanted up there. And that was the excuse, by the way, for bringing in more police because, well, there's going to be counter demonstrations against the peaceful demonstrations for Cindy Sheehan. That was the excuse. So the weird stuff continues, folks. I think this shows you how George Bush and the medias, the pro-voice medias, the controlled medias in this country, are of support to Mr. Bush because this story hit the internet. You know, everybody was left out of this loop, including the mainstream press. So they have to get in, spin it their way. But they've not been telling the truth about it. We've had our people on the ground up there. Our webmaster, Danny, was up there the other day. He was on the air with a live report. He's thinking about going back there tomorrow. This is not stopping. And some of the idiocy that came out of George Bush's mouth about this thing was just absolutely just he needs a good talking head to spin this stuff the right way. It's absolute insanity. It is absolutely crazy. Look, we went into Iraq for no good reason at all. He's still defending that. And now between him and his vice president, being on Israeli TV and doing other interviews, Vice President, it's an all-open option for Iran. Here we go again. We'll take the break. Be back with Eric Hufschmidt.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All options on the table for dealing with Iran, Bush says. Well, he said this in a stern warning to Iran. President Bush said all options, I'll get this out, are on the table. If the Iranians refuse to comply with international demands to halt their nuclear program, pointedly noting that he has already used force to protect U.S. security. Well, are we going to expect more lies? I mean, we had September 11, 2001 here, folks, for the pretext for the war, launching the war in the Middle East. Does this man actually believe that he can paste the same kind of lies up there and people are going to buy it? You know, we still have what? How many years left of George Bush's presidency? Let me see. It'd be 2.5 years left. Can we afford to let this guy continue? We have Eric Huffschmidt on the line with us. Good afternoon, Eric.
Oh, good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. I appreciate you rescheduling. We had some problems with the network. We had lightning strikes and everything last Wednesday.
No problem.
And I appreciate you rescheduling with us today. It looks like he's, well, what did Ronald Reagan say when he wanted to defuse his detractors? He would say, well, there they go again. Well, here's Bush doing the same thing again. We got September 11th, the pretext for war. with that evil Saddam Hussein over the weapons of mass destruction, which was proven he didn't have. And now he's talking about going into Iran.
And he's also getting support from John McCain, too. He's even giving went on Fox News to talk about it.
Yeah, well, John McCain, if you ask people in the know, you ask him about John McCain, if you're lucky, you'll just get a displeased look.
Right.
You know, I mean, here's a guy that can't make up his mind what he is, but he's in there for the fight. Eric, September 11, 2001 was bad enough. With all the lies that was spun around that event, with all the lives that were lost, what we saw in the aftermath was the Patriot Act 1 and 2. We saw Homeland Security, Mr. Blockhead, as I lovingly refer to him, Tom Ridge, being the head of Homeland Security. I mean, it has gone downhill at an accelerated rate.
Well, I would agree. Plus our economy, socially, everything, the morale. I mean, the whole country is going down in a lot of different ways. I mean, and so that's part of the confusion. Is this one of the purposes, or is this a side effect that they didn't want? It's hard to figure out what the motives are of these people, if they're trying to destroy the nation to make it easier for them to get control of, or if this is an accident or what.
Well, I was just reading, you know, people don't realize just on the issue of the illegal immigration. You know, we've got in the feds right now, it's conservatively estimated that we have 20% of illegal immigrants into this country working with the feds in one capacity or another.
Oh, yeah, that's a point a lot of people don't bring up, is how many of them are getting jobs, and sometimes by wealthy Republicans who are keeping quiet about it, of course, or if they're coming public, they're condemning them, even though they've got them in their house or their business. I mean, it's so bad. The hypocrisy is so bad. I mean, Arianna Huffington, she's allowed to get onto TV, Clear Channel radio stations, and while she was living near me in the rich area of Santa Barbara, she had an illegal alien helping her take care of her children in her house. And, I mean, the hypocrisy is so extreme. The country club near me that is more expensive than any of us can afford, they've got Mexicans there. Probably some are illegal. People never talk about this. They act as if the Mexicans are forcing themselves on us. And what's really happening is they're just taking jobs everywhere. And the government's being quiet about it. Bush is probably, you know, for all we know, he's got them on his ranch, too. Nobody ever looks at where are they going? Who is giving them jobs? They don't ever ask that question. They just start blaming the Mexicans as if they're forcing themselves, twisting our arms or something. But
well, and I don't know. I don't know about you, Eric, but I've never let a criminal twist my arm. And well, what I mean about being criminal, it's illegal. It's a felony to come into this country illegally.
Yes, and then for these rich people to give them jobs, they can't afford to hire somebody else.
Well, there's a mixmash of reasoning behind this. Some are saying that, well, the Mexicans are just looking for job opportunities. And you heard this at the outset, the illegal immigrants in this country, well, they're going to be doing jobs Americans don't want to do. Well,
that's not always true.
No, it's not always true. And you know, we had a relationship with Mexicans for a number of years coming across the border. They were migrant farm workers. They would come up here during the harvest seasons, and then after that was done, they'd go back home. But the point was brought out when they first started this barrage of disinformation that, well, the argument came out that said, well, wait a minute, if these growers were willing to pay a decent wage, it wouldn't cost them that much more on their bottom line, and maybe they could have Americans working in their fields picking cantaloupes or heads of lettuce or whatever the case may be. But what I really see behind this, and it's been explained so many different ways, it's readily apparent that what people are looking for is cheaper labor. That's what they're looking for, and that's what they get with the Mexicans that are coming into this country. They will get the cheap labor. Now, we've got 30 million of these illegals in this country right now. I'm looking at the Austin, as I love to call it, the Cox newspaper group, the Austin Un-American Statesman down here in Austin, Texas. On Thursday, August 11th, in the Metro and State section, The 2000 census, they're saying about 50.2% of Texans are minorities. Now, up in Houston, Texas right now, they're projecting by as early as 2010 that 50% of that city is going to be Hispanic. We have basically what's going on in this country. Well, the welcome mat's been rolled out, Eric. They have Spanish talk radio now. They have Spanish TV. We've got employers that evidently it's not against the law to hire an illegal. So we have all these things, and the doormat is rolled open to our south here. We're having our rights taken away because of this issue of September 11, 2001, and the need, the great need to protect Americans. I guess that means taking and trashing the Constitution and all of our God-given rights here. But yet, the southern border is still open to Mexico. And it's just not Mexicans that are coming across that border now. It's Guatemalans. It's anybody that can walk into Central America could literally walk across their country right into ours. So they're telling us on one hand it's for national security, but the border's wide open.
Yes, and there's also the one of the other things I wonder is if they're doing this partly to create racial troubles so that people end up fighting with each other rather than noticing that their government is being taken over. Because, you know, while people are busy arguing about these Mexicans, they don't even notice the whole economy is deteriorating, the schools are bad. It's as if they're trying to take advantage of this. They're in the schools around here, for example, they're separating the Mexican kids sometimes to give them Spanish courses. Like, when does a kid need help? I mean, they learn language so fast. Why would you want to separate the Mexican kids and give them Spanish classes unless you don't want them to learn English?
And that's exactly my point by setting up Mexican radio stations. I mean, we've got one of the biggest FM stations right here in Austin, Texas, that a talk show host on another network, Alex Jones, used to be on. He used to have the number one talk show host. He used to be the number one talk show host guy here in Central Texas. And that has since, it went through a little metamorphosis. It went to a rock and roll station. And then all of a sudden it was sold to Mexican interest. And now we have Mexican radio. And you can hear that in about 50, 60 counties here in Texas. This is happening all across the country. If you call up a business, a government office, if you call anybody, the phone company, they're asking you, do you want this in Spanish? Do you want it in English? Eric, I don't know. When did I become a citizen of Mexico? And when I go to Mexico, do they give me the option of product labels on grocery store shelves or instructions via a telephone or whatever the case may be? Do they ask me if I want it in English?
No.
That's because there's not 30 million Americans living in Mexico.
Well, right. And it may just be part of their plan to just keep the country fighting, because they seem to do the same with between men and women, between Republicans and Democrats. Just keep everybody fighting with each other. Keep them all angry. And destroy the society. Break it down. So, because a small group of people, you can't get control of a large united group. You've got to break them somehow. And this is a great way of doing it. Plus, they make money. They're profiting from the Mexicans.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They're looking at it as a brand new market. You know, and I've seen marketing reports. I've seen numerous magazines, investment magazines, how to start your own business, and they're all touting the same thing. Look, we've got a brand new market here, and we know it's going to keep growing. How do they know that market's going to keep growing? Because anybody that ever immigrated here in the country, and I don't care if it was Germans, I don't care if it was Italians, I don't care if it was Irish, I don't care who it was. They all came to this country to be in this country, not to set up their own shop in their own country inside our own country. So
right.
there is a particular agenda here at foot.
Yeah, and if people don't start doing something, see, that Minuteman force is actually going after the wrong people. They're watching the Mexicans, but you know they're not looking at who's bringing them in and who's hiring them. It's equivalent to people 200 years ago standing at the port of maybe South Carolina with signs saying, no more slavery. Well, the slaves aren't the ones forcing themselves on us back then either. People were buying them and using them as a cheap labor source. And that's what we have today. And that's the problem we got have to deal with. But we're not. We're not even talking about that problem.
Well, it gets talked about, but it's immediately spun into the area that they want to spin it into. Tell you
right.
What, we've got to take the break. My guest today, Eric Huffschmidt. His painful questions and painful deceptions, we'll be talking about that this hour.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You know, and if this isn't enough, folks, if people in this country aren't insecure enough as it is, don't worry. We always have the FBI to help keep everybody on edge. Their latest thing is September 11th. The officials are warning of a possible attack on September 11th in either Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles. Now, what are they basing this on? From what I could gather, absolutely nothing. They're not really saying where the source is, where this is coming from, but they did make this this one point that they may use gasoline trucks. You know, the delivery trucks that pull up at your local gas station, they may use these as rolling bombs. I suspect that it's not going to be any terrorists. I think it's going to be some really ticked off motorists here in this country. But we're always kept in a state of fear, ladies and gentlemen, and anxiety. This used to be a pretty peaceful nation. Until the Fed got involved. And they're grabbing more and more power all the time, and it's what? It's over the big issue of September 11, 2001. Eric, I know that you've been tracking and tracing this. This has been a pet project of yours, a very important project. And I've been doing a series of programming this last week on the subject of September 11th, because this is the event that literally changed this country. That gave the FedGov the excuse and the reasoning and the propaganda tool through the controlled media to basically throw away. I mean, ask Mr. Chertoff what he thinks about the Constitution and its restrictions. Well, we just had word last week, and I read the article on air. that don't worry, they're merging the military, and they're going to be using the military instead of the National Guard, which they have shipped overseas in these phony wars, folks, that they're going to throw out posse comitatus, and they're going to be using U.S. troops on the streets here in America in case of an event. So they are using this to destroy the Constitution, this basically destroy the very foundations that made America different from, say, Pakistan or some backwater third world nation.
Well, right. I know the whole country is being, it looks like it's just being taken over by a group. And not only that, but it almost looks like right now there's a fight over who's going to get it. Like, there, if you look at what this, I don't know who these people are, like the Tom Flaccos and the Sherman Skolniks, they're putting so much blame on Bush and Cheney right now, as if they're thinking maybe this is all going to be exposed. Maybe Bush will be identified, and they're getting ready and setting him up so that they can get control. That's what it sometimes seems like is happening right now. That Bush and Cheney are going to end up taking all the blame. They'll bring in some other group or part of the same group will then get control of it. And we may even be in worse conditions soon.
Well, if people, the thinking people that have not caught on to Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and the neocons that have basically co-opted Washington, D.C., if they think for one moment that they are going to get relief by bringing on another form of John Kerry or whomever, they're sadly mistaken, because there is an agenda afoot. And this is what we started to talk about earlier. Being a conspiracy-minded individual, and let's keep in mind what a conspiracy is, that's two people getting together and plotting dirty deeds and illegal acts. That's a conspiracy by definition. I think we're in the middle of a grand conspiracy here in this country, and that's the break. If you take a look, it's to break the back of America. If you take a look at what not only George W. Bush did, but also what Bill Clinton did. I mean, even our sterling communicator, Mr. Ronald Reagan, did. It all seems to be designed to break America's back. And we do quite nicely here in this country. We have a system of doing business. We have our infrastructure built. We have our society. It seemed to be functioning pretty well, but, well, those people in Washington, D.C., Eric, they keep getting involved, and as I look back on what they've done, there's not been anything they've ever done right except spend money.
Right, I know, and cause fights and chaos. And it's also the media. People are always, they're not quite aware yet of how the media is in this. And people still consider a lot of the media people to be our watchdogs and our saviors. And they... They don't realize if you watch the TV news, you're not getting news at all. It's all propaganda. It's all lies. They're covering it. And if you look at who the people are in the media, you'll see ties to them and some of the people in the Bush administration, the bankers, the, you know, people in intelligence organizations. It's all a big hoax. This whole media, the universities are even under control. Well, even what you call the liberal stations that claim to be totally opposed to this, they're even under control. They will not talk much about any of these subjects. Even the one Amy Goodman's on, that Pacifica Radio, over here in Los Angeles, some woman put on me once on the radio and used my book as a fundraiser, and she was told she's not allowed to do that again or talk about Dave Von Kleist's In Plain Sight video, or she's going to lose her job.
Well, it is control, and what they're trying to do is they can control their own people, but they necessarily can't control all of the content. And when these guys walk outside their lines, they're admonished for this and told that, well, if you continue to do this or if you ever do this again, you're going to be without a job. What we're only doing here is we're proposing certain things that we believe to be true and in fact, and we're proposing this, we're putting it out on the airwaves because, you know, our controlled media certainly isn't doing that. If anything at all, they should be thankful for us for asking these, and excuse the pun here, painful questions. We've got to take the break. My guest today, Eric Hufschmidt, will be with us for the 2 hours today, and we'll invite your questions and comments at 800-724-2719. We'll continue the National Intel Report after this short break, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, on one hand, they're talking about possibly going after Iran and any means necessary to accomplish their mission. Now, I don't know what the Iranians have done to us lately, except that they want to build some nuclear power plants or continue with their nuclear program. And, well, everybody here in the U.S., at least in the Bush administration, is worried that they may make enrich uranium and make bombs. Oh, like the United States doesn't have any nuclear weapons, like Israel doesn't have any nuclear weapons. You know, if I was in one of these Muslim countries in the Middle East right now, I would feel naked and extremely vulnerable. And you know what? They do. Yeah, you got Bush saying that, his decision not to meet Cindy Sheehan, he says, but whether it is here or in Washington or anywhere else, there's somebody who has got something to say to the president. That's part of his job. And I think it's important for me to be thoughtful and sensitive to those who have something to say. But then he turned right around in the same breath says, I think it's also important for me to go on with my life and to keep a balanced life. Excuse me? You lied about Afghanistan. You lied about Iraq. You're going to be lying about Iran. But we got a president here, Eric, that just wants to lead a balanced life.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot more influence coming from Zionists also that people are overlooking. Plus, Britain would like probably to have control of the oil fields too, and there's probably oil companies fantasizing about getting access to oil. So there's probably a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but people have to realize, I mean, this whole war in Iraq, it doesn't benefit us in any way, whether they have nuclear weapons or not. It's the only country that's going to benefit is Israel, and then maybe you could say some oil companies, but people have to realize this is not – all of this is a fake. The September 11th was a scam, and then the people who are rushing to defend us from Bush, you know, like George Soros and John Kerry, they're all – there's something fishy about all of them too. The Democrats don't even seem to realize this. They all think that they're on the side of goodness. They don't even notice John Kerry popped up out of nowhere to be their candidate, which is a sign that he or somebody cheated to get him in there, and they have no idea. Who is this George Soros guy? What's this MoveOn organization that claims to be saving us from Bush? The people who go to MoveOn, they know nothing about what's going on. They know nothing about the World Trade Center attack. They're told that Fox News is biased, but they never get told about CBS, NBC, the New York Times. And see, what's kind of scary is that it's, for all we know, George Soros and that group are working with an even worse organized crime membership, a worse group than what we've got right now. And if Bush gets knocked out by them, we may find like something equivalent to the communists getting in control of us.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought they were.
Well, they may be. It's hard to tell. Sometimes they seem to be working with Bush. Sometimes they seem to be working with communists. It's hard to tell. But you see, the Democrats are, so many of them are convinced that these people are going to save us. They're building up this right now. If you look at the internet or the news agencies, or Tom Flacco is doing it. All this anger towards Bush and Cheney. Everything's being directed towards Bush and Cheney. And then who's going to come to save us? These guys?
Well, and that's a good point, because I've said this before, that once you start naming names in a political party, the Democrats, I think what the Democrats and these gatekeepers of the knowledge, you know, you mentioned MoveOn.org. Look, I had an experience last August at the Republican National Convention. I was there before that thing kicked off. I was there Sunday, and I saw the tens of thousands of protesters. And, Eric, when you got past their sloganeering, when you got past their chants, and then you asked them a few pointed questions, they'd run out of the pre-canned stuff, and they absolutely knew nothing. And you're right. A lot of these sites are bringing in people that are anti-Bush, but they know nothing else. They should be as much anti-Kerry as they are anti-Bush or any other criminal that wants to sit in the White House.
Right. And a lot of this is coming. A lot of these people are from the San Francisco area. And I was up there a couple of times for some of their meetings. And it's really scary when you talk to some of those people. There are people up there. I mean, I could, like this one meeting, to give you an example, this is a 9/11 meeting. And they provided free food for people. But now that sounds real nice. And then, you know, people are saying, you know, food's a little stale and all. And I asked, you know, where's the food coming from? Well, it came from the dumpsters. It came from the stores that were, you know, giving rid of older food, some of the supermarkets. Now, there's nothing wrong with eating food that the supermarkets are throwing away, but they put it out in public at these meetings and don't even bother putting a sign up. This is dumpster food. Eat at your own risk. And there was sushi there. There was sandwiches. And then you talk to these people, and all they can do is talk about how bad Bush is. We got to get either like Kerry or George Soros. Right. And some of them are like worse than that. They're like, we need anarchy. You ask them, what do you mean anarchy? Well, we got to get away from all these businessmen, the leaders and government.
It's the Constitution, stupid. When you have a document that is made for the government, we have our innumerable rights. We have our God-given rights. God didn't sit there and draw up a Constitution. The Constitution enumerated the powers for our government. That's what it was there for. And it fascinates me, these people that absolutely, positively do not know anything, why this country was as great as it was. Why we had freedom and liberty and the ability to move around without hindrance, to contract, to do what we needed to do. This was the opportunity of America, and these people do not understand this. And you're right, there is a very large hole in their understanding of the world, but more importantly, about America and what made it so great, what made it so unique, aside from any other society or any other culture or any other country that's ever been on the face of this earth. It worked, but they're out there constantly trying to redo it. There's groups and organizations that are funded by the very people that are globalist on the planet that care less about the sovereignty or the safety, sanctity, security, and liberty of the American people. They care not. And the amount, Eric, the amount of ignorance is absolutely astounding. Maybe the Democrats should pay attention. You know, they spend a lot of time demonizing people in the media. They went after Robert Byrd. The guy was a racist. He was this, he was that. Well, like, this guy's been on the Hill for a long time. And on September 7th, now get this, you Democrats out there, this is one of your people. On September 17th, first graders, CIA agents, agricultural inspectors, and airport security workers throughout the nation, get this, folks, will receive a lesson on the Constitution. Senator Robert Byrd, Democrat out of West Virginia, tucked inside a massive spending bill, a requirement that 1.8 federal employees with all schools that receive federal funds, which includes all public schools, receive education and training materials on the Constitution on Constitution Day, which marks September 17th, 1787 signing. I mean, this is, Eric, this is something that should be taught in every schoolroom to children of every age, and no matter what class they're in.
Yeah, our school system is another one that you have to wonder, is it really just incompetence that they're the way they are, or is it another part of the plan, destroy everything, create children who grow up knowing nothing? I can't figure it out. Is it deliberate or not? Both, and we have this fighting going on between Republicans and Democrats. Both sides can see problems with the other, but they never look at their own side. They don't realize corruption's on both sides. There's corruption and chaos and incompetence all over our school system.
Well, Eric, in answer to your question here, it is in a planned agenda. If you take a look at the finer points of the Communist Manifesto, and this is a communist grand plan here for America. The 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto was government control of education. And there's some subheadings on this deal. What they said was, we need to use the public school system as a transmission belt for the propaganda coming from the government. Now, they said that. Now, you cannot tell me, given we have 50 independent states here, you cannot tell me that one state would not come up with an educational program for its public schools outside the venue and control of the FedGov, that they couldn't put together a program, maybe even cheaper than what's being done right now. You got to take a look at expenditures all the time. There are ways to funnel monies here and there. But the point is that it would be out from under. Eric, I read my Constitution. I didn't see where it said that the federal government should be in charge of the curriculum for public schools here in America.
Oh, I know. And it's not just that they're in charge. It's how bad it is. It's just unbelievably bad. People are coming through years of schooling, not knowing a single useful skill, not knowing much of anything about history or their own nation or even how to buy a house. They don't even know how to function in society. And then you've got universities that are charging, now it's like tens of thousands of dollars to send a kid to college.
Yeah.
The whole point of a school is that you have a bunch of children and then one or two adults per this group. We've got the opposite in some of these universities. There are more adults, more people on the payroll than there are students. I think Princeton is like three times as many staff as students. This is why it's costing such a fortune. And people can't even put this together. Taxes keep going up. Tuition keeps going up. And they can't put it together that these universities, they're not educational institutions anymore. They're just sucking up money. They're like sponges for people who don't want to work or who knows what's going on there.
Eric, and our predecessors here in this country that helped build this country, well, they got graduation certificates from one-room schoolhouses reading McGuffey readers that gave you the basics of arithmetic and math and it just gave you the basic stuff.
Yeah, our universities are more like business ventures or something. And the school's attitude is give everybody good grades to make them feel good. It's more of a let everybody feel good type of a school system.
Well, I you know, it's funny you should mention that, because there is this emotional thing that, well, for children's benefit, they can't be seen, they can't see themselves as failures, so therefore we're going to do a grading curve here that it's going to allow the dumbest in the class to pass with the rest of them. So therefore, our solution to this is to lower the curriculum and the standards that we used to see in classrooms in the teaching curriculum. Well, we'll just lower that so we can pass everybody. Look, I just watched the National Spelling Bee, okay, on television yesterday. And believe this or not, Eric, they had a consolation room for these kids that didn't make it to the finals or didn't make it and win the spelling bee contest, that they shuffled them off to a room to give them psychological comfort. I mean, come on. I mean, did you have, when you were growing up, when you were in school, the world was what it was. You didn't have people pandering you and wanting to know if you were feeling anxious or if you were in need of some counseling, or, you know, now we got a president here that says, look, everybody's going to get screening in this country. Everybody, all our children are going to get mental screening. And more than half of these kids are going to be on psychotropic drugs. They're going to be literally test tube babies here, I guess you could say, for the drug companies. I mean, this is absolutely insane. We can tie big business in with government, but I'll tell you what, that is a real problem here. You know, there was a time in this country where people had a manufacturing company and they were quite content with just making a product and selling it. Now we're corporations, we've got boards, we've got issues of stock, we're transnational now. And by the way, if we make enough money and we can gobble up our competitors, and it's no big deal because, you know, dominating a market, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Competition ain't good. I mean, Eric, there are so many things that are out of kilter in this country. It is just absolutely insane. Why people, and I think I've figured it out. See, check my thoughts here. I think people are remaining quiet. I think they're taking this because they don't know of an alternative. They know things are bad. They know things are getting worse. They, 2 and 2 doesn't add up to 4 anymore, but they're still hanging on to the last vestiges of their illusion that life is still okay. As long as I still have a job, as long as I still have a roof over my head, you know, as long as I succeed, oh, that's right. If I can succeed as an individual, then that's my mission in life. Forget that the rest of the country is going to hell in a handbasket. As long as I personally succeed, and I'm clinging very precariously to that, but I'm going to hang on to my dying breath while everything around them crumbles into oblivion. Where do they think their personal success and money is going to benefit them when the kingdom falls apart? They are going to be chattel slaves like everybody else, but they're afraid to break out of that thought paradigm. They're scared to death.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people are scared. It's like you said, what a lot of people remind me of is when I was a child and you go into a dark room, it's frightening. And that's the way a lot of people seem to be when you bring up issues like September 11th or something. They back away from it. They don't talk about it. There's a big difference. You see, they're not discussing the issue with their friends or family members. They're ignoring it. Like, and it reminds me so much of when you just shut the door to a dark room and run.
It doesn't exist.
They're trying to ignore it. They don't want to deal with it, and I don't know how they're going to deal with it. Schools, if anything, are encouraging this helplessness. They're not encouraging children to learn or think or research. They're encouraging them just to sit there and be spoon-fed information. They're not encouraging them to get a skill. You know, if they're not good at one thing, find something else. They're not encouraging that sort of behavior to find out what you are. And, you know, if you're not good at something, do something else. They encourage more of a helplessness and feel sorry for yourself.
Look, Eric, if try this one on for size. If we were to able to magically transport back to the time where we had the wagons rolling west, these hard, independent people that helped build this country, if you were to supplant those people with the people, the generation of today, do you think this country would ever got built?
Not at all. No, and or do the opposite. Those people would probably think, what's wrong with you people? Are you just going to sit here in front of your TVs while the country's a mess? So I think a lot of it is this attitude, and I think our schools are doing it. The TV is doing it. It's creating people who don't do anything, who just feel sorry for themselves or Well, and they're looking towards entertainers for their for guidance.
Look, a lot of this has to do, and I've been thinking about this quite a bit, a lot of this has to do with Madison Avenue. You know, Madison Avenue sells images. They promise health and beauty and, satisfying encounters with the opposite sex or whatever the case may be. You know, you wear a lipstick, you buy a Gucci bag, you wear this dress, or you walk this way, or you go here, you go there. We have become a nation of consumers, but it's the Madison Avenue boys that have built this illusion. And a lot of people, along with what I said about success in their business careers, you know, they attain certain rungs in a ladder or they get to a certain economic point in their lives, they look at themselves and say, I've succeeded, I've won. And as long as I wear the right suit or the right dress or wear the right makeup or I'm in Vogue or whatever the case may be, everything is just fine. And again, it's an illusion. It is not important. It is absolutely amounts to nothing. But again, it's part of their manufactured illusion. I'll tell you what, we'll take the break. Callers are piling up here. We've got full lines. My guest today for the full 2 hours, thankfully today, is Eric Huffschmidt. Painful deceptions, we'll talk about that.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, I'll tell you what Americans have become. They've succeeded in being Class A consumers. They watch television, they watch commercials. I mean, folks, are we even losing who we are here in this country? I mean, Think about this, folks. And cities are partly responsible for this. We used to be an agrarian, rural-type society, but we're being herded and packed into cities, much to the glee of the globalists. That's what they want. If you ever checked out the UN agenda for America, you know, we lose 70% of our land here in this country, and we're herded into cities like so much cattle. And, well, it's part of their rewilding program. They want everything pristine as if man was never there. But that includes 70% of this country. Understand this. This is why you're starting to see things like they've done lately here with the Supreme Court decision about eminent domain. That it doesn't necessarily have to be for any great reason. It could be a real estate developer. As long as it gets to that city council, they can get you out of your house. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is scary, scary stuff. Look, we've got phone calls backed up for my guest today, Eric Hupschmidt. Let's go first to Minnesota, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Okay, great. This is exactly what I wanted to talk about, was eminent domain. I was wondering if they didn't, because it could do that anyway, you know, to most of the homes in America. But I was wondering if you knew, and if you don't know, if somebody could at least talk about this on one of your shows. But I'm worried about the allodial titles. Do you know what an allodial title is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How does that eminent domain law, was that basically aimed at killing the allodial title?
I don't know if it was aimed at specifically killing the allodial title, but I know that it was going after property and property rights, period. That if you owned your property outright, you know, and, well, you only rent it in this country because you have to pay property tax. You don't pay that. Guess what? The banks take your property back, even though that you paid for it. And no matter how you financed it, even if you use their usury system and their interest scam to even buy that property. I'm sure that if it's not specifically designed to go after the allodial title, that eventually it's going to get around. Nobody's going to be able to escape this. Nobody.
Do you know how that's affecting it right now?
No, I don't. This is
that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, this is pretty brand new. They're just now exercising their new powers, newfound powers. But I've not yet heard of an allodial case yet.
Well, this is getting real serious, and I hope people can find it in their hearts to send you people with donations to keep you going.
Well, we need to.
I know I'm going.
Well, we need to, but I'll tell you what we really need to do. And I don't care if it's my information. I don't care if it's Eric Hupschmidt's information. I don't care what it is. We better start getting this information to more Americans. That's why we're going to start enlisting the aid of our listeners. You're the troops in the field. We're only so many people here on a talk network.
I once was going to go put up a bunch of flyers, but I didn't want to put RBN Live on there and
why not?
Website address and all that stuff. Well, unless I knew it was okay from you.
Oh, well, if you check the website.
Do you have a flyer made up already?
We already have flyers made up. If you check the website.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
okay.
You can print them out. They're in color. You can print them yourself or just download a copy, print one out, and take it to your printer and have it done.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. We're going to be making business cards for people. We've got free bumper stickers already. The pages are on the net. Look, we've got to enlist the listeners out there, the salt of the earth, to spread the information about what's happening in this great republic before it is too late. Some suggest that it already is. I say that it's not. Because who the people we're dealing with, they base everything on lies. We base everything on the truth. We'll be right back with my guest, Eric Hupschmidt.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great state grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.